Schuster auf Schlitter. Moira Verabaisai. Today is commonly known as Zois Chanukah, and Chazal tell us, Ibn Yisosra talks a lot about it, that this is part of the Sof of the Gemara Din. So I'd like to wish everybody a good Kvittel. I thought over that Mstoma throughout Chanukah, most of the Hashanah would have been speaking about Chanukah, so I thought maybe to speak a little bit more topical in Yonah Doyim, as Chazal say, Dova Bita Matoiv, we should turn a little bit to the Seder of Vayigash. Probably there's no other Seder in the whole of Torah, apart from Vayigash, where the whole Parshas is such an emotional story. The gap after 22 years that Yosef was away from the brothers, and the brothers from Yosef, and Yosef from his father, from Yaakov Avinu, finally when they meet up, it was in such an emotional situation. Now, but Rabbi told me yesterday that in the time of the Chofetz Chaim, the Polish government wanted to abolish Limudei Kodesh from schools. So, from the Chadorim in those days. So the Chofetz Chaim, who was already at that time an elder Yid, a small, old, bent Yid, he said he's going to go to Parliament and speak up that they should be Mavatl Dixeya. So they told him, what's the point? You're not going to be able to get the answers, and nobody will understand you. You can't speak Polish. I want to go. They said, look, there's no point. And he went to the parliament and he spoke up. They came in, they gave him covered, and he made a big drosha. So when he finished speaking, the leader of the house asked the minister of education, did you understand what that rabbi is talking about? I have no idea, I can't put anything down on record. So he said, no, I couldn't understand the word. I don't know what language it is, but one thing I do know, he said, I can see that man spoke from his heart. He's a genuine, he's a sincere man, and whatever he said must be correct, because he spoke from his heart. As Chazal say, like Mialde Ibrim there. So the leader of the house decided, if that's the case, if the man is a genuine person, he speaks from his heart, whatever he said goes, and they immediately were Mavatl the Gezeya. The same thing we find here, after Yehuda saw what was going on, the whole discussion between the brothers in last week's Seder, Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Yehuda stepped forward to Yosef, who at that time he didn't know was Yosef, and he gave this powerful drosha. And he said, Yedaber no avdecha dover ba'ozne adoni. Let my master, your servants, my master, speak in the ears of my master. Ba'ozne adoni. And Rashi brings B'shem the Medrash, Yichnesu devorai ba'oznecho. My words should enter into your ears. So, darf man verstehen, why did he have to speak into his ears? Yehuda wasn't deaf. That's not a normal thing. You don't scrap the person and you shy into his ears. You speak, have a normal conversation. You speak face to face. In fact, the Ramban writes, you shouldn't look at the person directly when you're speaking to him. But to go and speak into your ears, this is a normal conversation. Zokte Beis Alevi, Amoya de Kavak. In last week's Seder in Miket, we've got a strange dialogue between the brothers and Yosef HaTzadik. State in Posuk, Vayizkor Yosef et Achalomos Ashechol Amrahem. Yosef remembered the dreams that he dreamt for them. Vayoyim Aleim, he said to them, Meraglim Atem, Lirois et Erev Asor et Bosom. Yosef HaTzadik accused the brothers from being spies. He said, you've come along to see the nakedness of the land. And in state, Medish state, in actual fact, they came in from 10 different gates, the 10 brothers, because they wanted to check out and they wanted to find out where Yosef is. They looked in the lowest of lowest places, maybe he's there. And they reported, the guards reported back to Yosef and told them that they're coming in from 10 different gates. It's a riot, they must be spies. So when they heard that, the brothers said, no, your servants have come to buy food. We all come from the same father. Your servants are not spies. And they carry on. We have 12 brothers. Our smallest brother, Binyamin, is at home with Yaakov Avinu. And one we've lost. So Yosef said again, I'm back on that. That's exactly what I'm telling you, you're spies. What's it, who are Shedibalti? The whole conversation seems to be disjointed. There's no flow in the dialogue. Here they say you come to buy food, and then he says back, yeah, who are she departed? That's exactly what I'm telling you, you're spies. If they're coming to buy food, they can't be spies. If they're spies, you don't buy food. After all, the shiftikor, they were intelligent people, they weren't chedi inglers. Well, how does this conversation make sense? Zukte Beis Halevi, a few psukim later, it says in the posuk, he never knew kishumeya Yosef. They never knew, v'heim lo yodu. The brothers didn't know kishumeya Yosef, that Yosef was listening, ki hamelis benoisom. There was an interpreter. The interpreter listened to what the brothers were saying. The brothers were speaking amongst themselves, Loshen Kodesh. And he, the interpreter, Menashe, interpreted back to Yosef in Hebrew and Loshen Kodesh. So Yehuda thought to himself, maybe the problem is with the interpreter. The interpreter's got it wrong. Esa shtetish was meret. The whole conversation has been disjointed through the interpreter. I remember when we were children in Pirchim, we played a game, Chinese Whispers. You had 10 children sat in a row, and the object was one boy tells another boy a message, whispers it in his ear, the second to the third, and third and fourth, until finally, let's say, the tenth child's got to say what the first boy heard. So the tenth says what the ninth said the eighth, and by the end it comes out, the whole message has been disjointed, because it wasn't clear. So Yehuda thought himself, the Melech has got it wrong, the interpreter of a Shtetnish. The Melech didn't understand what the brothers wanted, he said it over to you, then Yehuda didn't understand what the Melech said. So Yehuda said, "Vayigash Elov Yehuda." Yehuda stepped forward and he said, "Yedabena Abdichodova Baoznei Adoni. I want to speak in your ear. Yichnusu Devar Baoznecha. Do away with that Melech. I don't need any interpreter. I want to speak direct, pair. There can't be any mistake in our conversation." Finally, when Yosef revealed himself, and he says to his brothers, Ani Yosef. Two words, I'm Yosef. His Yedua is a famous vault from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim writes, Al HaTorah, where Mashiach will come b'mheir b'yomenu, then Hashem will call out two words, Ani Hashem. So the Chofetz Chaim, just like in the story of Yosef, all their kashas were answered. Why Yosef came up with his dreams, why he was sold, why was the money put back in their bags, why the becher was put in the bag, why was Shimon locked up, they had all these problems and kashas. Zokta Chofetz Chaim, this was all part of the divine plan of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that eventually the brothers should hear these two words, Ani Yosef, which was eventually to be the forerunner of Golas Mitzrayim. Agam Tosis already says in Shabbos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu bebispei nafsoim, v'inu oisem arba me'et shono, the Gamma Sagoyasha, worried about Chazal say he wasn't told at the time who's going to enslave them, which country they would go to. So Chazal say both had a hand in it. So the Chofetz Chaim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will announce these two words, Mir Tashem B'mkola B'yomenu, Ani Hashem, all our kashas will be answered. All the Torahs that Klal Yisrael have got, both Barabim and B'yechidis, Yedot Zayin Pekel, as one says, the Torahs that the Yidden have gone through over the years, the tortures of the Romans, the Spanish Inquisition, and the notorious Holocaust, which we had not so long ago, of today still we have, Baruch Hashem, living eyewitnesses who can certify the Torahs that our parents and grandparents suffered at the hands of those who show them Yamach Shimon. And of course, this leaves us with a big question mark. Only because we are Maminim and B'nai Maminim, we say to ourselves, there's no question. But when Mashiach will come, all will be answered completely. With these two words we'll hear, Ani Hashem, we'll appreciate and we'll understand why everything had to happen the way it did. Perhaps we can add to the Chofetz Chaim, in the same way, just as the brothers, when they heard Ani Yosef, Shteitim Posuk V'lo Yoch Lo Yachov Lamo Yisoy Yisoy Kiniv Alu Mibonov, the brothers weren't able to answer him because they were so shocked. They weren't able to say anything. So Ken Zayim, the reason was because the emes was so obvious, it was staring at them in their face. We too will be shocked when we'll hear Ani Hashem, we won't be able to answer anything. And the emes, it's a medesh. It's a famous medesh. The medesh says, Oma Abba Koyan Ba'adana. Says Abba Koyan Ba'adana. Woe to the day of judgment and woe to the day when we'll be rebuked. Says the Medesh, Umar Yosef, If already Yosef was cotton shebiktan and he was the smallest of all the shvatim, the brothers weren't able to answer him because they were so taken back, they were so shocked. When the Almighty will come and he'll rebuke each and every one of us according to his standard, how much more so we won't be able to answer because we'll be shocked. And Mephoshim asked the Kashi here, where do we see the Medrash says, Abba Kohen Baldule says, Oilonim Yoyim Adin, Oilonim Yoyim Atochocho, woe to the day of judgment and the day that will be rebuked. Because just as Yosef rebuked his brothers, so he said they weren't able to answer, or even in the same way we won't be able to answer. Is of the Kashi, where do we see that Yosef rebuked his friend? Throughout the Parsha, we don't see once he told them off, punkt verkehrt. Yosef is telling the brothers, don't be upset that you sold me here. The whole thing was Ashkocha Protis, Kila Michya Sholakhan Elkim. Forget, he appeased them, he comforted them. He in fact complimented them for selling them, for getting him to it. Because if he wasn't here, he wouldn't be able to have full control of the famine and so on. So where do we see he rebuked them? And furthermore, Ishver, the Potter carries on, he says to the brothers, after he says, Ani Yosef, he adds on, Ha'oido Bichai, is my father still alive? This is Moedit Shver. How can he possibly have answered this question of Ha'oido Bichai? Just a few psukim before, it says in the Potuk, Hasholam Avichem, Yosef asked their brothers, how is your father? Hasholam Avichem Azokir, how is your old father, which you were talking about, Asher Maltem, which you spoke about, Ha'idenu Choi, is he still alive? Now, from the time that he asked his brothers, Hasholam Avichem Azoken, how is your old father? Is he still alive? They hadn't been back home. He was still in Mitzrayim. So how can you ask him now? How can you ask the brothers, Ha'oido Bichoy? Is my father still alive? How, it wouldn't be possible for them to answer. And Nochtezuin asked them that already before. He said, Ha'idenu Chai. What's the point of repeating the same question over again? Zokhti Beis Aleim, and I just found recently that in a tzib says the same word. When Yosef said to his brothers, Ani Yosef, this was the greatest telling off they could possibly hear. Because when Yosef said, what he really meant to say was between the lines, he meant to tell them, is it possible that my father can still be alive, Ha'oido Bichoy, after all these Torahs that he's gone through with Lavan and with Esav and Rachel and Leah, the whole Ramois that he suffered? Is it possible he can still be alive now? Didn't he know that I was alive all these years? So he said to him, well, where were you at the time when I was sold? Why didn't you worry about my father's safety then? You only worried about Binyamin. You didn't want Binyamin to come down to Mitzrayim, because when you can also, as Chazal says, Shasot Mekatli B'Shas Aderech, you worried about Binyamin. Why weren't you worried when you sold me? You weren't worried about my safety. You weren't worried about of Yaakov Avinu's his Menuchas HaNefesh. He could have had a heart attack and died from worry. Then you didn't worry about me. Those are the telling of. That's the Teichokho. Ani Yosef Ha'oido Bichoy. Is my father still alive? Why weren't you worried then? Of course, on that they were so shocked. That for hearing that rebuke. On that, Lo Yochel Yaakov Lano, so he said they couldn't answer. Ki Nivalu Miponav. They were so shocked. Kiva Sofer, the Da'at Sofer that has spoken of, Zecha Tzadik Melchus Gott, puts another knesh into it. A different mahalach. And he says, he also asked the same kasha, where was the tzechocha that he said by saying, Ani Yosef Ha'oid Ovichoy? Zokhter Azoy. That when he started saying, Ha'oid Ovichoy, they were worried, why is he saying, is my father still alive? If he's just using my father, after all, there were Shnei Mosa Achim, there were 12 brothers. If there were brothers, he should have said, Ha'oid Ovinu Choy. If he claims, as he does claim, he's a brother, why say he's my father alive? They all come from the same father. He should have said, B'loshen Rabim, Ha'oid Ovinu Chai. So they felt by him saying, Ha'oid Ovichoi, he's excluding himself from the other brothers, is a simon, he still feels cut off, and he's still got it in for the brothers. He wants to take Mekomer against them. And they were scared, they didn't know what's going to happen next. On that, for Lo Yochle Apov La'ano Soi Soi, Kiniv Alu Miponov, they were shocked. So, but Yosef being such a picker, Yosef was so highly intelligent, he sensed Why lo yochle echel manos oisu? Why the brothers didn't answer him? Because they were so taken back. Nivalu miponot. So he immediately said after that, Ani Yosef achichem. I am your brother Yosef, Beloshon Rabim. Like this, he included himself together with the brothers. So he comforted the brothers that they're all really 12 brothers, they're all one family. The Beis Halevi also says with that pshat, that on the Medrash, which the Medrash says that Lo'asalov HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mochiach Kol Echod Mishahu, which is a Shver Loshen L'chol Echod L'fi Mashu, according to his Madrega. So he says when the Yom HaDin will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge everybody individually according to their Maisim. L'moshel, he says, take one mitzvah we do, the mitzvah of tzedakah. Someone says he doesn't give tzedakah. He thinks to himself, well, he's got excuse. Great, he's hard up, he's got shver panos chalila, or he's got other commitments, he has to support his family, which all seems to be sensible and reasonable cheshbonos. So he reckons he's got some other excuse. He's potter to give tzedakah. But at the same time, he's going to be shown, lost in Lovoy, here he's tainus. He says he's got no money for tzedakah. On another day, he might have lavished out, he's bought himself a new car. He bought himself a new three-piece suite. He's gone on a cruise. He's gone on an expensive holiday. There he never said. He didn't use the excuse he can't afford those things. So there he's shown up. He can't afford tzedakah. And here he can afford these things. And that's how he goes on. He brings Mesholim in our daily life. We're going to be shown up. How our Maisim are going to be shown as they're contradicted. And our whole life, or a good part of our life, is paradoxical. Those of the pshat in the medish kishu yovak of the shbochu, after the shbochu will come with yuchiyach lechol echad lefi mashuhu, everybody in his own madrega is going to be shown up where he's gone wrong. The Psholem Shabron used to say over a famous story about the Netziv. When he finished writing his sefer, the Shiltas and of Achayagom and the HaMektov HaLatoyah, he made the Suda Soidor. And he invited all the local Rabbonim and Tamid HaChachomim to join in this Suda. So he got up and he explained, he excused himself to the Olam, why he's making a Suda Sedor. It's not a normal derech. Normally, if somebody is saved from a nest, he comes out of a car accident, Nachmon Litzlan, and he's had a shver operation, and Baruch Hashem, and Tatat Flocha, and then he had Nisim and Iflois, he saw openly the Yad Hashem, that's a place to make a Suda Sedor. But here, was it a nest? To write a sefer, and nowadays, Kimad, any Tom, Dick, and Harry puts out a few pages together, you've got a sefer, but Machnish Kasudas HaTzudas HaDor. So then Tziv explained himself, and excused himself why he's making the Sudas HaDor. So he said, when he was a small child, when he was 9 years old, he overheard his parents were talking to each other, what should we do with our Naftolika? Naftolika, see, Yehuda Berlin, He wouldn't want to learn in Cheder. Whatever the Rebbe said, he said forget, he played out, the Rebbe kicked him out, he went in and out. He was more or less, but more of the time behind, outside the Cheder than inside. So, and reports came back to the parents, Evan Nishlanen, he's a lovers, so they didn't know what to do with him. So they decided, look, not everybody's cut out for learning, and in those days they started the job very early because Parnassah was difficult. We said, let him learn in Cheder another few months, he'll finish his mum. And then eventually go out and help us with Paloch. But after whom, Lechem, Lechem, Uvega, Lilboish. And, you know what, so they discussed what should he learn, what trade should he take up. He said, he'll be a Schneider, he'll be a tailor. Tailor's a nice Yiddish profession, there's no problem with Shabbos. He can earn a few pounds at Open Paloch. And the Netziv was, the little Netziv, Naftolika, was listening to this conversation behind the door. And he burst out crying. And he said, what? I'm going to come down, a 9-year-old child said, this is my tachlis to come down to this world to become a tailor. He started bitterly crying. The father heard, of course, what was going on, and he sensed that he overheard the conversation. And from then day on, that day onwards, he pulled himself together and started learning diligently. He learned Basmodi Gedoylo, and eventually he became the great Netziv, and he wrote his beautiful Sforim. Said the Netziv to the Olam, he said, look here, just imagine, had I not become the Netziv, what would have been? I would have become a tailor. And later on, Achameh Vesim Shon, I would have come up in the Vesim Shemala, and they would have asked me the usual kashas, the shilas, kubatis, in the Torah. I said, yes, I would have had my daily kviyas, I learned Tafa Yoimi, I went to davening Shachas Min Chamayv, and the Chob Galant, I was a good Yid, fine. But they would have said to him, to me, that said the Netziv, was that your tachlis to come down in life to become a tailor? Your tachlis should have been to have, you should have written that big sefer, the Shiltos and Avachai and Hamikdov al Torah. You've missed the boat. You didn't accomplish your tachlis, your potential, what you should have been able to do in this world. Zokhtar Absholem, that's the pshat in the Medesh. Will come. They would have rebuked the Netziv, he said, they would have told him, that wasn't your potential. Your potential should have been much greater and become the Netziv and not an ordinary tailor. Rav Shach, Zuchayn Abloch, says, he also an amazing thing about this Mechi of the Ani Yosef. He said, by saying Ani Yosef, this itself was a rebuke that the brothers had told him. Yet, we must understand, Dr. Shach, if it was Yosef to tell off his brothers, as we would have expected him to have told them off, he ought to have justified himself and explained to his brothers why they were wrong all the way in thinking that he was a roidus, because in the Gemara says they passed him off as a roidus. He's after them, and the din is a roidus, you're allowed to kill him. By Yeshua Lechel, they sat down and they made a proper psak. They wanted to kill him. So the Yosef now, it would have been right for him to explain to the brothers why they were wrong, why he wasn't a roidus. Likewise, he ought to have explained them why he brought continuously the bottom law, El Aviham, to their father. And we don't find throughout the Parsha, when he's speaking to them, that he's excusing himself and explaining why he had to take this mahalach in life, why he had to bring the Lashon Hara and so on. Zokhtar Shach, but once they realize whom they're speaking to, who they judged as a roidus, who they sold as a nevet, there was no need anymore for Yosef to explain all his actions, why he did and what he did. Everything was self-understood. Mainly he adds on Rav Shach and says, when the time comes for us to be judged, we won't even need to be shown where we've gone wrong. We'll automatically realize where we stand. The Ohr Chaim HaKodesh has an interesting hold on this parsha. When Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, he said, in fact, twice, Ani Yosef. First he said, Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef, is my father still alive? And then afterwards, the prophet said immediately, we explained, they couldn't answer him, because they were so shocked. And then he realized, Yosef understood that they're shocked, so he wanted sort of to break the ice between them. So he added on, Ani Yosef, I am Yosef Asher Mechaltem Oisim Mitzrayma. I am the Yosef who you sold me to Mitzrayim. Feitor Achayim HaKodesh, why did Yosef have to repeat twice, Ani Yosef? He could just as well have said, Ani Yosef, Ha'oido Bichoy, Ani Yosef Asher Mechaltem Oisim Mitzrayim, Ha'oido Bichoy, combine it together. Why say twice over Ani Yosef? So Dr. Chaim HaKadosh like this. Yosef thought to himself, when he said Ani Yosef, he saw that they were blank. Their minds, they have no power of speech. They weren't able to say anything. So Yosef rationalized with himself. He couldn't understand, why are they talking? Why are they saying anything? So he thought to himself, it could be one of two reasons why they don't want to talk. A, it could be that they were scared, they didn't know what happened next. They were worried. Maybe now he's going to take Nekoma and kill them, give an instruction to the guards, kill them all out, these brothers, in order to take Nekoma. Or perhaps the reason could be that they didn't say anything. Maybe they didn't believe him. The whole thing could have been a spiel. All of a sudden, why should the Mehecha Tesis not swallowed to be at all that they should be standing in front of Yosef and not to sue? He should be the Mishnah Mamelech. As far as they were concerned, he's dead. So they were in two minds. What was Villa? Why does he want to say that Ani Yosef? And therefore, when Yosef said Ani Yosef, and Lo Yochel Achav Lanos Yosef Kiniv Al Miponov, he felt he had to say an additional point in order to break the ice to show that he really is Yosef. So therefore, he adds on Ani Yosef Asher Mechaltem Oisem Mitzrayim. Yes, I am the Yosef you sold me to Mitzrayim. No one else could have known about this whole episode, because the whole story was kept tightly under the hat. Nobody knew. In fact, the Chazal say they made a cheirem. Nobody was allowed to give out. There were nine brothers at the time, and they were matzav of the Shechina, Rashi brings down in Vayeshev. And so they made a minyan, and they made a cheirem that nobody was allowed to disclose to disclose the mechitza that they sold Yosef. In fact, there's a medrash that even when Yaakov Avinu eventually came down to Mitzrayim, even at that time, Yaakov never knew that how Yosef got there, that Yosef was sold. The Shvatim saw to it that Yaakov should never be alone with Yosef, that Yosef should ever come and ask, Yaakov should never ask Yosef, how do you get here? And that Yosef shouldn't need to lie and say that the whole spiel, and eventually that the whole Mechir should come out. And therefore, nobody could have known. It wasn't possible that anybody should know about the Mechir, only Yosef himself. So by Yosef telling them now, Ani Yosef, Hashem Mechalta Moise Mitzrayim, now they had to believe. Because otherwise, nobody else would have known. If the fact is that he knew, is a sin, and it must be true. Rabbeinu Bechai is Mechadish Amoyedi Kivot. If it wasn't for Rabbeinu Bechai, we wouldn't be able to say such a thing. Rabbeinu Bechai writes, he was one of the Shoinim, and known as, he's on par with the Ramban, one of the Mekubolim. Rabbeinu Bechai writes that even though we do find, as we mentioned, Yosef comforted the Shiftei Kor all the way through, he told them, Atam al Teotzvu, don't be upset, Kile Mechalte Moisreino, Kile Michya Shalachan Yenikim. It was a Nechomer to them. Nevertheless, even though Yosef did speak so nicely to the brothers, but we don't find, not once throughout the Parsha, that Yosef was moichel them. He never said, I'm moichel you for selling me. At the time it was a terrible thing, a 17-year-old child, if that would have happened today, would have been an outcry. Brothers selling a brother would be unheard of. All the papers would have been full. It would be terrible. It would be a tragedy. And nevertheless, Yosef must have felt upset and must have felt bad against the brothers. Nevertheless, even though he did comfort them, he didn't say those words, Mocholoch, I moichel you. Zokta Beinu Bechaye, because Etzur and everything, of course, did come out eventually, Ashgocha Potis, as he explained them, but Zezra Beinu Bechaye, because Yosef wasn't moichel his brothers, Zokta, that is the reason his Loshen is, they died without the Kapora on the Mechira. And he writes, Rabbeinu Bechaye, Kol mi shechoteh lechaveroi, anybody who sins against his friend, v'oseh tshuva, and does tshuva, eina nimcho lo'ilom bo'ed, he won't be forgiven, and meisu bo'onshom, they all died in their avera, beloi mechiles Yosef. They died because Yosef wasn't moichel them. And he says, Rabbeinu Bechaye, he actually is kapa avoinim, they could have only had a kapora on their sins, the only rak, only if he would have been moichel them. So the punishment, the eventual punishment of the Shiftei Kor was buried and hidden and sealed, or for a long time, the Inyan Asorah Ruge Malchus. The Asorah Ruge Malchus later on in the time of the Romans, Rabbi Kiva Bechaveo, they were the Kapora for the Mechiras Yosef, the 10 brothers that sold Yosef. The Kapora was the Asorah Ruge Malchus. Had Yosef HaTzadik told the brothers, Mocheloch, I'm moichel you for what you did, even though he spoke so nicely and comforted them, we could have possibly, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, saved that dark history, that dark patch we had in Jewish history of the Asorah Ruge Malchus. And it's because of this that Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was mesaken, that when two Yidden have a din Torah, after the dying of Paskin, that Reuven is Chayev and Shimon is Potter, whatever the case may be, he was mesaken that the two litigants, they should go over to each other and they should be moichel each other, even though the dying made already Reuven Chayev and Shimon Potter, but in order as a Zecha to be mesaken what Yosef wasn't moichel the brothers, these the two litigants, they should be moichel each other, they should have no hard feelings against each other. So the Bnei Yisrael held from Taka that the words of the Chofetz Chaim Be'ikir, which he said, Ani Yosef, and the Ani Hashem, which we're all hoping will come B'Korah B'Yameinu, and all our sorrows will be wiped away, we'll only have Simchas and Nachas, and we should all be Zoichot to see the Gula Shalema and the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, M'Heir B'Yameinu, Amen.